This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 192, the difference between a 7 and an 8 on IELTS Speaking. You are listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. We believe in connection, not perfection, and we're here to show you how to get the score that you need on your next IELTS exam. Find out why our strategies are the most powerful in the IELTS world and get your free video masterclass at allearsenglish.com/INSIDER. Now, let's get to the show.
In today's IELTS Energy podcast, find out how to aim for an 8 on IELTS speaking test and even get an 8 or at least get a 7.
Jessica, what's going on with you?
Lindsay, looking forward to the weekend, of course.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes. And you do something exciting and outdoorsy every weekend, I think.
I know. It's crazy. I like to stay busy on the weekends, you know, otherwise I'll go crazy here in Boston. Cabin fever.
Do you have any hikeable nature or anything like naturally cool within like walking distance from where you live?
Not really within walking. Well, I have the river. The Charles River is down there.
Oh, nice.
So you've probably seen that in photos of Harvard. Yeah. Like you can see the river. It's nice. I can run down to the Esplanade and there's a pretty
cool
river. But beyond that, everything you kind of have to drive or bike. So, but yeah, I mean, I like to be outdoors. It makes me feel good.
I know. You know? I was so relieved when it's like stopped being all snowy and icy here and I could actually walk outside again. Oh, even just like walking around the block as a break, you know, while I'm working or something.
Yes.
Like, I couldn't even do that for a couple of days because it was so icy.
No, that's when it gets bad for me. Like if I can't go out of my house and just take a simple walk or go for a jog, I get really kind of, I start to feel claustrophobic and crazy.
Yeah, me too. Totally. I know. Just even 5 minutes outside is enough sometimes just to have reset, that breather or whatever. There's some awesome parks and there's even like a small mountain. Well, it's called Mount Tabor, but it's not actually a mountain. It's more like a hill, but it's seriously just like a mile from our new place and I could just run there and then run up and down these like amazing forested paths and stuff. It's so pretty.
That's great. Yeah. Lucky. Very
so
cool.
Nice.
I love that. Oh, it's an outdoorsy city, Portland, isn't it?
Super outdoorsy. See, then it can't be as rainy as everybody says because we're outside all the time. So take that rest
of
the world.
You're just outside in the rain all the time or...
Actually, that's also possible.
Yeah.
So we are doing sort of an inspirational episode today.
Yeah, I would say inspirational slash instructional, right? It's a little bit of both. A little inspiration and a little education. I love it.
I like it. Well, I think all of our episodes are like that, though.
I think you're right. But this one's especially good.
Okay, so we have a super awesome quote for you guys. Do you want to read that, Lindsay?
Okay. I do. Actually, I don't have it in front of me. I'm going to ask you to read it.
Okay, so guys, this is beautiful. Write this down. This is a beautiful quote.
Yes.
It's from Norman Vincent Peale, who I don't even know who that is, actually. Okay, but this quote is very famous. Shoot for the moon. Even if you miss, you'll land among the stars. So pretty.
Oh, beautiful. I feel like we should play music after a little violin or something.
I love it. Some little soft flamenco guitar in the background. It's gorgeous, guys. Shoot for the moon. Even if you miss, you'll land among the stars. So this bigger inspiration gave Lindsay and I a really cool idea. To talk about how you guys can shoot for an 8. You guys can aim for an 8 on the speaking test. We'll do writing another day, but today just speaking. If you aim for an 8, prepare for an 8. And then even if you don't get it, you'll get a 7, right? Like this is such a good strategy.
That. Yeah, intend to get an 8.
Right.
Even expect to get an 8. So you prepare that way, right? It's all about that intention setting in the beginning. Okay, this is what I need to get. And we're going to show you guys exactly what you need to get to get your 8.
Exactly.
Right? We always talk about 7 on this show because we know for most of you, that is what you're going for. But again, if we follow this philosophy today, shoot for the moon and you'll land among the stars, this will work perfectly for you guys.
I love it. Yes. So we're going to take you guys step by step through the 4 categories. All right. So on speaking, you're graded in 4 categories. They're all equal. They're all of equal weight. The first category is fluency and coherence. So the description for an 8 is for the fluency and coherence, this person speaks with no hesitations, none of those except when it's content related, because that is a characteristic of a native speaker. You hear Lindsay and I do this on the show, right? So what this means is, like, if you're talking and you kind of pause like this because you're thinking, like, that's fine, because that's totally still fluent. The difference between that and a 7 is that a 7 will have more pauses is all. Okay. And that's okay. That's fine. It's still a 7. But an 8 just has none of those. None of those.
Right.
Yeah. Like, things.
Or having the pause. But is in the 8, is there a pause because they're thinking of the idea?
Yeah, exactly. So it's,
but the pause,
it's content related, which means you're just, you're thinking about the idea. Whereas in a 7, the pause is because they can't think of a word or something, right?
Got it. Perfect. So
that's the fluency part. The coherence part is about the linking words. So in an 8, linking is effortless. It means it's the type of linking and cohesion that a native speaker would use. It doesn't sound forced. It sounds natural. A 7 student is using some higher level linking stuff and it sounds kind of studenty, not native speakery. Does that make sense? So if a 7 student is going to take our advice and use a whole bunch of linking all the time, which is what you have to do to get a 7. The difference between that and an 8 is that an 8 uses everything appropriately.
Yeah, I love that. And it seems to me that listening would be such a key piece to this, right? Listening to native speakers, a variety of voices, accents, really seeing how it's used effortlessly and naturally.
Exactly. So yeah, we should follow up each category with advice.
Oh, yeah.
So the advice to shoot for an 8 is to actually do more listening, because that's how you get that natural fluency, how we pause naturally, how we link naturally. Yeah, perfect.
Yeah, love that.
Okay,
love it.
And then the next category is vocabulary. The biggest difference here is that an 8 student or candidate uses lots of idioms, lots of interesting words and phrases. Lots.
Okay.
And a 7 uses some interesting words and phrases. That's really it. An 8 just uses more interesting words and phrases. That's it, guys. With fewer mistakes, of course. And again, guys, that's going to be the common thread here, is that a 7 just has more mistakes than an 8. That's really it.
Yeah. Awesome.
Okay.
I love that. And we've given you guys a lot of vocabulary, right, in these episodes.
Exactly. So in order to shoot for an 8 here, I would listen to all of our idiom and vocabulary episodes, because we give you guys only the most natural native speakery phrases to use. So that's how you're going to get an 8 here.
Exactly. And to do that, guys, come back to IELTS.allearsenglish.com, type in phrasal verb in the search bar or vocabulary, or type in both. And look, we've done a ton of them, right? A ton of episodes, lots of material for you guys.
So good. So again, guys, the biggest difference here is that an 8 student uses noticeably a lot of interesting words and phrases, and a 7 just uses some. All right.
So that's the big difference.
And then for grammar, again, we're not going to spend any time on grammar, guys. If you're already at a 7 for grammar, amazing, because most students are. The biggest difference here is that a 7 just has more mistakes than an 8. So an 8 will have almost all the sentences are perfect, and a 7 has a lot of perfect sentences. That's it. That's the biggest difference.
If you're tired of doing this by yourself and you're looking for a step-by-step daily study plan and strategies that actually work, plus practice exercises and practice tests and an entire community to answer your questions, then the 3 Keys IELTS Success System is right for you. Guys, go to IELTS.allearsenglish.com to get into our course now to get to your future faster. IELTS.allearsenglish.com, and we'll see you there. Okay. And in our course, we do go through the grammar structures that you need, right, Jessica? Yeah. I mean, we go through that very clearly in the course.
Exactly. Exactly. So my biggest tip here would be to actually not practice for the grammar. Okay. Because you need to spend your time increasing these other scores in real ways. And grammar is just impossible to increase in a short amount of time. So there's no magic I can give you here.
I love that. I like that strategy. I think that's a very smart strategy because yeah, all these skills are weighted the same way, right? 25%. Exactly. And so it makes sense to really go 80-20 on it and see where we can get the most leverage and the most improvement. It's clearly not grammar.
Exactly, exactly. I mean, we're very honest with you guys about the likelihood of getting the score you need and how to get the score you need efficiently. Like, our big thing is don't waste time. You know, like, kind of a side note, but kind of related. I was reading some comments on a guest podcast. What is it? When I was a guest on another podcast.
Yeah, guest appearance.
Ooh, on Luke's English podcast, which was super fun, all about using humor on the IELTS exam. And one of the comments was like, I love this episode and I listened to Jessica's other podcast too. Could you tell her to make the episodes longer? I thought that was really funny. So I think like our philosophy for teaching you guys is about efficiency, and that just sort of drives that point home. Okay. All right. So the last category is pronunciation. And this is the easiest one to get a high score in. Okay.
Yes.
So the description of an 8 is that they are easy to understand through the whole interview. They use features of connected speech like a native speaker. So they use stress and intonation. Their words blend together as a native speaker. It's not like this, right? Like, their words are connected. So that's part of fluency, but it's also part of pronunciation. And then the last part is that their first language has a minimal accent. Like, perhaps I can still hear that this candidate is from India, but only slightly, right? So that's an 8. So, but for a 7, this is good news, guys. In order to get a 7, you only need one of those characteristics.
Okay. Ooh, so this is the money right here, right, Jessica? The pronunciation area.
Exactly. So if you aim for these 3 characteristics for an 8, connected speech, easy to understand, minimal first language accent. If you aim for all 3 of those and you only get one of them, you can still get a 7. So this really drives this strategy home. Like, aim for an 8, you'll get, you know, at least a 7, if not an 8.
I love it. I love it. And again, we're working backwards. We're reading the descriptors here, guys. And any teacher that you work with should always be working backwards from the scoring system. If they're not, then fire them immediately.
Exactly. Exactly. And, you know, if you ask them, what's the difference between a 7 and an 8 for vocabulary?
Yes.
Well, they need to know that. Like, if they don't know that, that's the bad sign, guys. in our course, you can see a summary of these descriptors for speaking and writing. And I tell you what is the most important things and what the examiner is listening for and looking for in your essay. So again, it's all connected to these descriptors.
Love it. I love this basic philosophy. I think it makes a lot of sense, and we can zoom out and apply this for a lot of aspects of our lives, guys, but give it a try. Expect an 8, prepare for an 8, understand the score range for an 8, and go after it, guys. And chances are good you'll land with at least that 7.
Another reason to do this is that it's going to push you. You know, it will definitely challenge you. Whereas if you're already intermediate, upper intermediate, then aiming for a 7 might be too easy, you know, and then you might take your practice for granted because it's easy for you. It seems within your reach, and then you won't work as hard. So if you know, if you aim for something that is just a little bit beyond you, then that's how you're really going to push yourself to get better.
Yeah, it kind of goes back to the idea of placing constraints on your goals that are not necessarily required. Totally. It's this idea of if we have a lot of time to get something done, we won't get it done. But if we say, I have a week to get this done, you're going to work hard. Exactly. You're going to get it done. It's the same concept. You've got to place these artificial constraints and expectations on yourself so you can actually excel.
Exactly. And now it's the perfect time for us to be talking about this because it's the beginning of the year. You know, you guys I just got my new day planner. Like, I'm super excited to fill it out. And like, this is your chance to set your goals, to really look at the time in front of you and be like, okay, I'm going to do this in 2 weeks. I'm going to do this in 4 weeks. Right?
Yeah. Yeah. It makes all the difference in the way we approach this, right? We cannot be laid back and relaxed about this. And again, if we know we're at a certain level and we just need that 7, it's like, oh, I can do it. I just need to sit down and look at the scoring system for a few minutes every day. No, that's not enough.
Exactly.
Right? We may end up underperforming in that case.
Exactly. Like, that's the type of person that'll be like, you know, I can speak English. I'm just going to do some practice tests. Well, it's also that person that ends up with a 5.5 and is like crying because they don't understand why they didn't get a 7.
And we have no respect for that. We respect hard workers.
Like, so, the students in our course. Yeah. I love them. Oh,
yes.
So, well.
So if you guys are interested in really kind of cutting short your preparation, taking the quickest and easiest direct route to your target score, you can come into 3Keys IELTS Success System. So to learn more about that, go to IELTS.allearsenglish.com and get 2016 off on the right foot in our course to get to that life that you're looking for quicker and faster. Love it.
All right. Awesome. Yeah. Very inspirational and informational.
That's how we like to do it here.
Wait, that's not a word. Informative. I just wanted to make it rhyme.
Oh, it sounded right. Informational interview. Well, I suppose. All right. Well, okay. Educational, inspirational, and over the top awesome.
There you go. Oh, nice. You really aimed it's for the generally. Stars on that one. Just
kidding. Yeah.
Okay.
All right. We'll cut it off there. See you next week, Jessica, back on this show.
Have a good weekend.
Take care. Bye. Thanks so much for listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. And if you want to get tips from Lindsay and Jessica every week on how to get a 7 on your next IELTS exam, be sure to subscribe to our podcast on your computer or on your smartphone. Thanks again and see you soon.